buildings have high potential for mobilizing property risk and business operating pains. So we are monitoring this to ensure that they improve on their revenue generation capacity. The program is intended to support the 13 MMDAs to increase their current IGF contribution to total revenue from 20% to 50% in order to improve their service delivery capacity at their district level.
She said currently, districts are just collecting about 21% of revenue. Hajia Mahama mentioned another area that district assemblies can generate revenue from.
The ministry, also in collaboration with the Lands Valuation Division, has initiated actions to value and revalue all properties in the 254 MMDAs. We have started with 60 MMDAs, but the goal is to cover all 254. And the Lands Valuation Division is very critical in this exercise.
The MMDAs are being assessed based on their revenue implementation action plans.
All these programs have contributed to a modest growth of the IGF from 21% in 2016 to 23.3% in 2017. But we are not resting on our laurels. We are continuing to work with them to support revenue generation and not be solely reliant on the District Assembly Common Fund.
That was the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Hajia Halima Mahama, when she took her turn at the Meet the Press series.